Well, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And today's passage that we're looking at is James chapter 1, verse 25. In the previous verses, James has been contrasting the difference between being a hearer of the word and being a doer of the word. You know, we tend to measure our spiritual maturity by our biblical knowledge, by how much we know about God and how much we know about the Bible. But the reality is that most of us, we are biblically educated well beyond our level of obedience. The problem isn't that we don't know enough, but that we haven't been obedient enough. We haven't put what we already know into practice. And so if we're coming to church each week and doing our quiet time every day, if we're checking the box, but we're not doing anything with what we've heard and what we've received through the Word of God, James says that we're actually deceiving ourselves. We're fooling ourselves. And listen, there is power in the Word of God being preached. There's power in the Word of God being read. It is alive and it is active. It has the ability to transform us and to change us. But simply hearing the Word or reading the Word is not the end goal for us as Christians. Instead, we have to move towards action and towards obedience. We have to put what we have heard and what we have received into practice. And listen to what James says here in chapter 1, verse 25. He says, "But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." You see, every single day, we need to look, we need to gaze intently into the Word of God. Because James says that the Word of God, it's what gives us freedom. God's Word doesn't restrict us or hold us back, it actually gives us life. Jesus said that man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. We desperately need the Word of God in our lives in order to thrive and to grow spiritually. But we don't want to stop there. We don't want to just consume it. James says that we also need to continue in it, not forgetting what we've heard, not forgetting what we've read, but actually doing it, putting it into practice. And if we do this, James says that we will be blessed. There is a blessing that comes on the other side of obedience to the Word of God. We experience God's favor and God's grace and God's mercy in our life as we walk in obedience. And so here's a question that I would love for all of us to consider today. What is something that you already know that you need to go and do? What is something that you already know, that God has already taught you, that God has already revealed to you, that you now need to go and do? Maybe for you, and you need to forgive somebody who has hurt you. God has taught you and revealed to you through His Word the importance of forgiving, and you need to go and do that. Maybe for you, you need to go and apologize to somebody that you have wronged and reconcile that relationship. Maybe you need to start being generous with what God has given you. He's revealed through His Word the importance of giving and being generous, and you need to start in that. Maybe you need to go and share your faith with someone in your life who doesn't know Jesus. But what is something that God has already commanded you to do that you need to go and obey? Spiritual maturity. It's not just about knowing. It's not just about consuming. But it's also about doing, continuing on in what we have heard and received through the Word of God. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us and then give you a chance to pray as well. So God, we thank You for the truth of Your Word, the reminders that we find throughout Scripture. And God, today as we are just encouraged and challenged to not simply be hearers of the Word, but doers of the Word, not forgetting what we've heard, not forgetting what we've received, but putting it into practice. God, I pray that You would just reveal an area in our life where maybe you have spoken truth to us, you've revealed something to us, but we've not yet taken that step of obedience. God, reveal that to us, bring it to our heart, bring it to our mind, and help us to take that step of faith and walk in obedience today. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.